Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spy for small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. It's always a pleasure to be with you, especially when I can reintroduce our good buddy Skip Miller back on the show. Skip is one of the top salesmanship experts in the galaxy. He's the president and the founder of M3 Learning, and that's what he does all the time, is help companies like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace, making sure that we sell effectively, that we drive that top line, and boy, howdy, do we all need to do that these days. Skip is the author of a number of books, including The Ultimate Sales Toolkit, and Proactive Selling and Proactive Sales Management, and he's our good friend, Skip Miller. Welcome back.
Thank you. Always great to be back, Jim.
Skip, later in our visit, you're going to talk to us about what you call three revenue traps.
Uh-huh.
But this segment, I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about a little bit about, and I don't think I'm getting ahead of you by doing this, but if I am, you'll just have to deal with it. I want to talk about how selling in the second decade of the 21st century, where we're going, how much different it's going to be and is going to be from where we've been the 20th century and the first decade of the 21st century. What do you think?
Huge. Absolutely huge.
Like a different discipline almost, right?
Almost like, do you remember when you used to go out on sales calls and come back and you used to get those little pink while you were out flips?
Yeah.
Right? There's two issues with that. One, you're not going to go out anymore. And two, you're not going to get those pink slips. You're going to get direct contacts from the customers. And, mm-hmm. and let's kind of go to the first one. There's an absolutely huge trend of bringing field salespeople inside and measuring on customer touches, not number of sales calls.
Explain yourself.
I'm a sales guy for a small business, and I've got a territory. And, you know, I'm gone all day Monday, and I'm making three calls face-to-face. One, you're making three calls. Two, the customer's got to spend 60 to 90 minutes with you and really doesn't have the time.
And which is getting more and more difficult to make happen.
Exactly right. And then three, one of your three calls didn't show, so you really only made two, three, four in that day. At 8:30 in the morning, I get on iChat, and to my best customers, I've sent them a $50 Logitech camera. So at 8:30, I get on a WebEx or a Citrix or a whatever, and I have a face-to-face conversation with John, and he asks for three things, and I send them to him electronically. The biggest issue, and I think your small business owners will agree, that sales cycle length, you know, between the first call and the last call has got to be shortened. And the goal is not to shorten the sales call. The goal is to shorten the sales call time between call one and call two, call two and call three. So if I call you today, Jim, and it's Monday, and we go, this sounds great. Let's get together, you know, Wednesday. Well, Wednesday I'm bad. How about Friday? Okay, Friday. You've just put 5 days in a sales cycle where if I'm electronically online with you, I can have access. Hold on, Jim. Let me get Fred on the phone. Let me get Fred on the iChat.
Yeah.
Now three of us are chatting together, and you shorten the time.
But none of this is saying that sometime on a reasonably regular basis, you don't go out and see that person face-to-face. You're not saying that at all.
Of course not.
You're just saying that the kinds of touches, there's not one or two kinds of touches, a phone call or a visit. You've got to incorporate the technology. You've got to be sensitive to the way people are working today, and you've got to handshake that, don't you?
What's absolutely hysterical is customers are asking for this. They don't have time to go into a conference room for an hour meeting and stuff. If they can sit at their desk, have a chat with you, a video chat with you, and you could do it through AIM, you could do it through AOL, you could do it through Yahoo, you could do it through Google.
Skype.
I mean, there's tons of ways to get that done. If you can get that done in 20, 25 minutes and do anything to move the sales buy process forward, you shorten yourself up.
How about
probably the biggest trend we see.
How about the call that would have taken an hour for a four-minute visit that now is just a four-minute visit?
Oh, you know, you got 15 minutes of hi, how are you, how did you watch the Packers game last night,
which that's important, but you don't have to do that every time. And so, folks, but the main thing is, folks, is this: if your sales, the way you go to market, the way you deploy your salespeople, customers are looking for different things. They're looking for other things. If your sales are not where you think it is, quit blaming the economy. It might be the way you're handshaking with a customer. When I say handshake, I'm not talking pressing the flesh. I'm talking about dovetailing with the way they want to do business these days. Skip Miller and I will be right back. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.